From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Sprout in Chapter 1 of the Bioforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The burrito was an enemy. Kai was sure of it. The dense, foil-wrapped cylinder sat on the tray, daring Kai to make a move. It was full of secrets. Beans, rice, cheese, probably. Maybe some other more mysterious things. Kai poked it with a fork. The burrito remained silent, offering no clues. It felt heavy with judgment. Around them, the Bioforge refectory buzzed with a lunchtime rush. It was a bright, clean space that always smelled of yeast and steamed vegetables. The clatter of trays and the murmur of 100 conversations usually made Kai feel comfortably anonymous, but not today. Today, there was only the burrito and the quiet, nagging voice in Kai's head that wondered if eating it was a mistake.
A tray settled onto the table across from Kai with a soft click. "That's a serious look," a calm voice observed. "Is the burrito plotting against you?" It was Sprout. Sprout was a careful taper tween, round and strong in a chunky pocket-covered lab vest. They moved with a quiet deliberation that made you want to pay attention, as if every small action was the most important thing in the world. On their tray was a colorful mosaic of food, bright orange sweet potato cubes, dark green spinach, a scoop of quinoa, and some glistening chickpeas. Sprout picked up a single chickpea with their fork and examined it for a moment before popping it into their mouth. Kai sighed, letting the fork drop. "Sort of. I never know what's in these things. Is it good for me? Is it bad?" Sprout chewed thoughtfully, their soft brown eyes fixed on Kai. They swallowed, then picked up a cube of sweet potato. "It's not good or bad," Sprout said. Their voice was as gentle as their movements. "It's just becoming."
"Becoming what?" "Becoming you," Sprout smiled a little. "This sweet potato, for example, it's on a long journey, and it starts right now." They took the bite, chewing slowly. "First comes the mechanical breakdown. That's just a fancy way of saying I'm crushing it with my teeth." As Sprout spoke, they tapped a small tracker clip to their vest. On the front of the vest was a stylized map of a winding, looping path, a human digestive tract. A tiny light blinked to life at the very top, labeled mouth. "The journey from bite to cell takes time," Sprout explained. The light on their vest began to travel down a tube labeled esophagus. "This part is just the slide down to the main event." The light arrived at a larger, pouch-shaped organ on the map, the stomach. It began to pulse with a soft, acidic green glow.
"Now the chemical breakdown gets serious," Sprout said, their eyes alight with interest. "My stomach is flooding this little bite with acids and enzymes. Think of them like a crew of tiny demolition workers. Their job is to take the food apart, breaking it down into smaller and smaller pieces." Kai watched, fascinated. The burrito seemed less threatening now. It was just stuff. The light on Sprout's vest left the stomach and moved into a long, coiled set of tubes that glowed a warm, sunny yellow. This section of the map, the small intestine, was by far the longest. "This is the most important stop on the line," Sprout said, leaning forward. "This is where absorption happens. All the useful things from the food, the vitamins, the proteins, the carbohydrates for energy, are passed through the walls of the intestine and into my body. They're the building blocks for everything, for healing a scraped knee, for thinking up a new idea, for growing an inch taller." Sprout's whole focus was on this process, this incredible transformation. It was their craft, the digestive primitive, the science of how food converts to you. They saw it not as a mystery, but as a beautiful, logical system.
"Your body is smart," Sprout continued, looking at Kai's burrito. "It knows exactly what to do. It takes what it needs to build and repair and fuel you. The burrito isn't the boss of you. Your body is. Sprout tapped the glowing map on their chest. And you're not even working alone. You have trillions of tiny partners living in there. Your gut microbiome. They help with the whole process. They're part of your team.
Kai looked from Sprout's glowing vest back to the burrito. It was no longer an enemy. It wasn't good or bad. It was just potential. It was fuel. It was a collection of building blocks waiting for a job.
Sprout gave a small, satisfied nod, as if they could see the thought on Kai's face. They returned to their own lunch, nibbling on a spinach leaf with careful attention.
"Food becomes you," Sprout said quietly, more to themselves than to Kai. It sounded like a personal motto.
"Digestion converts, absorption distributes."
Kai picked up the burrito. It felt warm in their hands. They peeled back the foil and for the first time took a real bite. It tasted like rice and beans and cheese. It tasted like fuel.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sprout. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.